This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new state report finds that school districts still don't have everything they need to teach during the pandemic. It found student and teacher mental health is hurting and that there aren't enough substitute teachers. Meg Franco with the nonprofit Early Milestones Colorado says students also miss out on essential social interactions.
You ask any kindergarten teacher, and they're going to tell you that the most important thing that the kid needs to know when they come into their classroom at the beginning of the year is how to interact with other kids, how to self-regulate, how to go to a teacher when they have needs. They aren't learning those things this year.
Child care providers will be getting help from the state government. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
In the special legislative session that wrapped up Wednesday, lawmakers approved $45 million in grants to providers that care for young children. The pandemic has already forced 10% of providers out of business. Megan Lochteff directs the Early Childhood Council Leadership Alliance.
You know, if they have to close for 2 weeks because of an outbreak, they still have to are required to pay their teachers, but they may not be able to collect the revenue that they would normally collect.
The bill consists of grants for providers to open up more slots for children, cover higher costs of operation, and create new child care operations. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Governor Polis and Colorado's congressional delegation are asking the White House to extend federal funding for the Colorado National Guard. It's set to expire at the end of the month. Mostly sunny across the state today. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.